Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Sacramento Ballet has brought creativity and joy for nearly 70 years, and this season kicks off this week with its ballet and beer series. But it also comes with a brand new addition, a second company. Anthony Krutzkamp is the artistic and executive director for the Sacramento Ballet and joins us to get us up to speed. Nice to see you, Anthony.
Good morning.
So let's start with a big headline. What was your vision for this second company?
You know, when you think about what dancers have to go through in order to get a job, they have to fly, they have to go sometimes other countries. What we wanted to do is create a space where we could bring 16 to 20 people, make them just as good as professionals, also help them write resumes, help them contact different artistic directors that we may know, and have the easiest way to get a job, not only just in our company, but in any company.
How was the response like?
Way too many resumes.
That's a good problem
it's
to have.
It's a good problem to have. Yes, we've expanded. So we have 20 right now. I believe last year we had 13.
And who's going to be directing the new second company?
Joe Marlowe Krutzkamp.
What can people expect? This is a wonderful addition, and this is the 68th season. What can people expect for this season?
Well, the season in general, we start off with beer and ballet, which is everyone's favorite. You know, bike dog beer.
It's a good pairing.
Wine, absolutely.
Food trucks.
You know, this is the time we have 23-year-olds and 99-year-olds in the crowd. But then Nutcracker, we're revisiting our brand new Nutcracker and adding elements to it, and more children's roles and more second company roles. After that is Swan Lake, which I'm very excited about. That's probably the ballet that I performed the most when I was dancing. Mm. So taking what I learned from like pieces I did in Japan to parts of America and splicing them together for one great Swan Lake, I'm really excited about. And then two triple bills, which are what I tried to do is program things that happened all over the world. So in Sacramento, you can come to the Sophia Theater and you can see visions from different choreographers from everywhere.
What does it tell you that with the second company, you know, you had a good problem with the kind of response that you received because there was interest from across the country? What does this tell you about kind of the desire for education and training?
Yeah, well, especially with the pandemic, you know, some of these dancers lost a whole year to dancing in their kitchens on Zoom.
I watched a lot of them.
Absolutely. So bringing them in, we actually have the ability to kind of polish their technique, and they know this. You know, there's an immediacy that they need in order to receive a job. And so really what they're looking for is that little tiny bit above syllabus that we can give to them.
Mm. What goes into the lift of creating this new edition?
Well, finding talent is number one. Number two, we have to make sure that we have repertoire that makes everyone well-rounded. So you're going to want your classical base, but then you're going to need neoclassical. You're going to need modern. You're going to need contemporary. And they're going to have to learn it all at the same time. And we're going to have to wash, rinse, repeat all the way till May to make sure the most well-rounded individuals that will audition for our company.
I'm sure, you know, from now until May or the months leading up to now until May go by and kind of like a blank.
It's so funny you say that. At the end of every fiscal year, I always ask myself, did that actually happen? It happened so quickly. And also watching them grow, you can blink and all of a sudden they're better, which is unbelievable. They work so incredibly hard that it passes by so fast.
So talk to us, share with us some of the new and returning artists that people can expect.
Okay, so every single person signed their contract from last year that I offered, so that's great. But Bobby Briscoe, who's one of their town favorites, mm-hmm. he received a rehearsal director position in Germany.
Oh, wow. So he left. Overseas.
Overseas, which when we had a Zoom and I said, you need to go, there's only 0.3% of any of us making it to the afterlife of dance. So he left, but we have hired Philip Rakamura to take his position. We've also added a few different men, Victor Maguad, Eugene Obie, Hugo Wusong Frediani, and Gianluca Bianconcini.
Wow.
So, two of which haven't arrived yet. I think Hugo arrives on Wednesday and Gianluca on Thursday.
You know, last season, if I'm correct, last season was kind of like the first since everything really just came to a halt with the pandemic. How do you reflect on that time and really that energy and seeing people in person, you know, taking in all the hard work that goes on with Sacramento Ballet?
I think we all collectively had tears of joy opening night of Nutcracker. just because we didn't have anything to share. I mean, ballet dance in general can't live in a void, you know. So, I mean, just that was the most amazing experience. I was very worried about the dancers coming back and injuries. Right. So that's where I was walking on eggshells. I think for them, it was just like walking on clouds.
Right.
They just, yeah, reflecting back on that, it seems so long to get to that season. It's every day we would go in and there'd be three of us in a building that's, you know, 27,000 square feet. And it just seemed like we were waiting forever. And then it was just the most joyous thing to come back. And I think we all forgot what it was like to sweat that much.
Yeah. I'm sure that was just like the perfect fuel for the momentum for the 68th season.
Yes. Because the best part is the dancers were so in shape. And they went in the off season. They go and they dance different places, do different things. They came back incredibly, like I said, in shape, fit, ready to go. Beerin Ballet is looking very good right now. I just watched a run through last week in Woltech this week. It's just the momentum feels good. And it also feels happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walking in the building, I feel like I skip in every day and everyone else does also.
Well, finally, since we're going to be kicking off with Beerin Ballet, you know, this isn't the first go around. I believe it's the 29th year.
It
so it's got a lot of good practice. It's obviously successful. People are interested. What should they expect this weekend?
Well, we have 10 different choreographers. So I've asked every dancer choreographer to keep it under 8 minutes, which they did. So we have anything from 3 minutes to 8 minutes. We'll have two intermissions, bike dog, beer. The hardest part is just programming it to make sure that no one dances too close together in each piece, because, you know, with 22 dancers and 10 pieces, people are working hard.
So a lot of creativity to wash down with a local pint of beer, which is included in the ticket, and some yummy food trucks. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. Anthony, thank you so much for getting us up to speed. I'm excited.
Thank you.
Anthony Kretzkamp is the artistic and executive director for the Sacramento Ballet, kicking off the 68th season this weekend, which includes the addition of a second ballet company. That's it for Insight today. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.